SBS Radio.
It's designed to offer recent Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who've graduated from a university, not necessarily a University of Queensland, so any Australian university. Graduates are offered straight up employment with a 12-month contract in their area of interest. And once they express their area of interest, and then the university human resource area will work with the graduates in terms of looking at how a program of work can be based for the whole year, and then towards the end of that year there'll be effort put into looking at how we can maintain those graduates going forward into continuing employment.
Yeah, if they're already graduates, it means these are outstanding candidates. These are applicants who would normally find a job without any great difficulties. How come this program is offering opportunities to people already ahead of the rest of the...
Sometimes people don't necessarily look at universities as an option for employment.
Yeah.
And we do know that in many universities and many Australian universities that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff are underrepresented. So this is an effort to increase our numbers of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff and increase the numbers into areas where there are opportunities for graduates.
Yeah, and I believe this is part of your Reconciliation Action Plan.
That's correct, yeah. So that's part of that. We'll also then be developing options as well for academic people coming in into academic roles. We're looking at employing around 12 trainees as well into, you know, very early career employment. It could be perhaps school leavers in that area. So we're looking at employment right across the board, but this graduate program represents a new kind of employment in the university that the University of Queensland hasn't looked at previously.
Yeah, and will they be paid full wages, or it will be just entry-level wages?
They'll be paid full wages in terms of the role as worked out between what they want to do and what the university is agreeing as part of their program. They'll also receive mentoring and development opportunities across that first 12 months, which is a really good opportunity. I don't think it's dissimilar to individuals who start in what they know is a graduate assistant program into the state or Commonwealth government or other big institutions. So, you know, this is the first in terms of the University of Queensland having this type of program.
So I gather they'll be able to engage in many fields like art curation, marketing, communication, marine biology, accounting, so many fields open there for people who are interested and who fill the criteria.
That's exactly right, and it's a chance for people to pursue areas that they've undertaken their studies in. And, you know, often we know graduates don't always get their first option in terms of they may undertake their studies but don't really straight away get a job completely matched to their area of study. Well, this is an opportunity to try and nab that in terms of matching, you know, their field of work with what they've just graduated in response to, you know, the broad programs the university offers and the broad areas of work.
Yeah, you said there will be some trainees. How many positions are available in this program?
In this first year, there's 4 positions available, and then we'll look at that. I understand there'll be some kind of review to look at the success, or, you know, was there some tinkering to do with the program then in going forward to offer the program again.
Yeah, and how does one go about applying? Because I've got a date here of January 28th as, is it the opening date or the closing date for the applications?
No, applications have been open already for a couple of weeks. They do close on the 28th of January, so there's still a bit of time. We've had quite a long period where the ads are going out for people to apply. If individuals get onto the website, there is an area on the University of Queensland website that's specifically about employment and jobs, you know, and once you get in there, you can see them advertised straight up in what is available, and applicants need to put together a cover letter describing, you know, their aspirations and also their dream job, because we want to know that, because we want to try and match their program to some of the things they're dreaming and aspiring about, also their CV and responses to the selection criteria.
Yeah,
and that then needs to be submitted by the 28th of January.
That's an area where some applicants struggle with that.
Some do, but we've got to remember these are graduates, so
yeah.
They, you know, have been to university for 3 or 4 years, some people even longer. And so, you know, the writing part shouldn't be an issue. It's really about how they look at the criteria and then match how they meet that criteria.
Yep.
We're not looking, you know, this is not about someone applying ever for their, you know, first job from, you know, as a 17-year-old, or a 15-year-old. This is someone who's a little bit older, who's got experience in writing. But, you know, it is a really good opportunity to have a plan, a development plan and a training plan matched to aspirations. And as I said, they will have access to mentoring and coaching and staff networks, leadership and professional development, plus very, you know, flexible work arrangements. And I think that's something that University of Queensland can offer that could be quite attractive to some people, you know, in terms of people who've got other interests as well, who may have sporting interests or family interests or cultural interests, how they can work around that or encompass that within the work environment.
Yeah, well, this sounds like a very, very promising and very good program. We'll put the word out there and, encourage people to apply.
Excellent. That would be terrific. And I look forward to seeing some really fantastic applications. And keep in mind, you know, UQ also, for listeners out there, that UQ also, if people apply and we've got lots of applicants, UQ also look at the other applications who may not get one of these positions and look at those applications in light of what other positions we have going as well. So, you know, an application process can open up other opportunities besides
the ones
only the one that you put in for. That's important to remember as well.
Yeah, no, that's good to say, because in most jobs, when you fail, they say, "Oh, we've kept your resume in in our records, and if something comes up, well, we'll get back in touch with you and see if the next job and your profile do match." And this is an opportunity for job seekers there.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.